Mike Preston joins us on the road. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Looking at your report card, Lamar Jackson gets an A. He's led a tale of two halves for Lamar.
Man, I thought in the first half he came out, he kind of floated some passes. I mean, you remember that shot Aguilar took, and I'm like, you don't do that. And he overthrew Flowers. But in the second half, I mean, especially when they started trailing, he just took over the game. I mean, and the stiff arms, I mean, you couldn't tell who was Derrick Henry. Which one was Derrick Henry? Was it Lamar or was it Derrick Henry? And the pass he makes to Likely in the end zone, that's an incredible play. There's some quarterbacks in the league who can make that pass.
No.
But not of them who have the balls to try it. Okay, that's the difference. But outstanding game by Lamar, so he definitely got an A.
Running backs, you said C+.
You know, Derrick Henry, he didn't do much until that last run. He had 51 yards. I think it was 51 yards, right? Big run at the end. What I liked, though, was Monkey came out in that overtime and basically said, "You're tired. We're going to run the big boy." And they did. I mean, he just beat him up. And, again, Ed, we talked about that Friday. If you can't run the ball, you can't stop the run, you're probably not going to win many games.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it done at the end. And that toss, I think it was a toss at the end where he turned the corner. And you don't want to face big boy when he gets his shoulder catch.
The other big boy, Ricard, sprung him a couple of times in a big way.
Yeah, opened that hole for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Ricard is just the man. You know, just a big fullback. I mean, 305 pounds.
Yeah.
That's incredible for a fullback. The offensive line was banged up. I thought they did a decent job considering.
Yeah, you gave them a C.
They had to move some people around.
Yeah.
But Lamar makes them better than they really are. I mean, because he got pressured a lot of times. I mean, and he got hit a couple of times and was strong enough to stiff arm and get away. But you lose Rosengarten early in the game. You got McCary playing from the right tackle over to the left side. Then you got to insert some other guys for a makeshift group. I thought they did well. And those receivers, I gave them a B+ because they stepped up to the plate. You know, and Rob, I've said this 8 million times. People keep saying their identity is to run the ball. No, that's not their identity.
Yep.
Their identity is to be balanced.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what they did. When they could not run the football, Lamar took over the game. And his receivers played well. That's balance.
And I'm glad you said that, Mike, because I get tired of that. You know, the identity to run the ball. So, okay, so when they stop the run, what do? You do what they did yesterday.
Yep, and he just loaded up and took over the game. And Bateman played well. Andrews had a couple of receptions, Likely in the back of the end zone, and Flowers would have 12 targets. So they did what they needed to do. It's a balance, man, and you don't have to have that equal run versus pass ratio, but when one falters, can you do the other or can you threaten to do the other? And they did that, and that was the difference in the game.
What about the defensive line? You gave them a C.
See, I thought Matty BK stepped up late in the game, but for the most part, and Travis Jones, I think, is playing well. But for the most part, they shut down the run. But they didn't make those big plays until the final quarter. And that was, to me, that was a little disturbing. Those linebackers didn't see much of a pass rush there because Joe Burrow was just standing there and picking them apart.
He was.
Van Noy, Owe. You know, you got to show up in big games like this.
Yeah.
I didn't think they played extremely well, but I gave them, I think, a C.
C-plus. C-minus. Now, the secondary, you gave them a D-minus.
Ew.
Man, let me tell you something.
I'd rather just have an F.
Well, you know, I thought about it, but I tried to be nice. It was one of my good days. All right? But, hey, Brandon Stevens, turn around and look for the ball. All right, how many times are you going to run that go down 10 yards and turn on you? All right, stop. When are you going to stop that? At least with Marlon Humphrey, and you can't do that. You can only do that so much. And like Burrow, I thought that was just a big mistake on his part. You could do that to a rookie like Wiggins, but you're not going to do that to Marlon Humphrey. You got him a couple times. You went to the well once too often, and he stepped up. But, hey, safeties, Marcus Williams.
Ooh.
Come on, man. You got to step up.
Jamar Chase left him in the dust.
Yeah, they got to find something to do with this guy. And you notice late in the game, they started pulling him out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a good sign.
You gave special teams a C.
I gave him a C. And basically because, what's his name, Tucker hit the two field goals. And at least we don't have to hear about that this week, you know. And Rob, remember we were talking about that? Oh, and crunch time, who do you want on the field for you?
Tucker.
I'm going to take Tucker, okay? I don't care if he misses a whole bunch of them. I'm taking him, all
and
right?
Mike, that last kick, though, how many people, I wonder, thought it was off right when he kicked it because he bent it a different way, which was kind of cool to see how it broke in. Like not the last, not the final one,
yeah,
the long
one. 56-yard. Yeah. 50, what was it, 52-yard?
56, I think.
56-yard. Yeah. You know, the Tucker's problem was, I think that even he notices that his leg isn't as strong as it once was. So he tries to overcompensate by really drilling the ball instead of just, hey, okay, maybe it is it because Father Time gets all of us. Why don't I just kick the ball? And I think he went back to that. Just kick the ball. All right. And then you look over there at Cincinnati, I knew they were going to lose, and we'll talk about that a little later.
Now you gave coaching a C minus. You got to explain that one to me.
All right, coaching, John Harbaugh. All right, the fourth and goal, fourth and short. I didn't like that call. Why did he call timeouts and give Cincinnati that? You can't explain that. Nobody can explain that. Now I'm to the point, Rob. All right. And you can tell I'm a little hyped from this game because I haven't slept very well because just watching this game and trying to type. This guy, man, what is he doing? They need to – remember last year they started surfacing or throwing out that rumor about getting this guy to come in and being this consultant and he could help John with the game day?
Yeah.
They might need to do that now because these decisions are so bad. What are you thinking?
See, this is why I love Preston, because he points it out even in a win where people are going to forget about some of these things. But if you can learn from a win, it's way better than learning from a loss.
See, Mike, now that you point your points out, speak to your points, the C-minus I can understand. From my perspective, I didn't understand the C-minus because this is how I looked at it. Harbaugh was being Harbaugh. I was looking at Todd Monken. I was just grading Todd Monken, and I thought his game plan was sensational. I loved all the calls that he made. But you're right. But I guess I just look at that as Harbaugh being Harbaugh.
Yeah, and Zach, what were they doing playing defense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They put up almost 400 some yards on them in total offense. Mm. That can't keep happening. I mean, and I know Joe Burrow and he's got T. Higgins and Chase. I mean, that might be the best group of receivers in the NFL. But, guys, you got to do better than this.
Mike, it's a little unfair, though, because like maybe Harbaugh called that timeout to give the defense a few more reps, you know, because they needed them if you were watching the game.
nice try, Jeremy.
I was trying. I had some grit.
Hey, but look, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen enough of the Bengals. I've seen them since the Ravens came in 1996. I was sitting up there with a friend of mine, and I will not mention his name, a buddy of mine who still covers the team, the Ravens. And we kept looking at each other and said, the Bengals will lose. And he goes, and we started saying, because they find a way to lose. Yeah. If it's like third and six, they'll jump off sides, and it'll be third and one, and they'll get the first down. They were waiting to lose this game, and the Ravens tried to give it to them.
Yeah.
They did try to give it to them, except for, you know, Lamar has to fumble at the end. And then the holder, and I'm like, and we're looking at each other saying, that's the Bengals we know. That's why they're the Bengals, because they can't execute and do things in crunch time. And then they go back and the Ravens win. And I'm like, this is Cincinnati. And, hey, Rob, the AFC North, which was considered the greatest division in pro football, not anymore, buddy.
No, it's not. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. This could easily turn into a runaway by the Ravens because the Steelers aren't very good, and they show you that at times. They'll probably go slightly over 500. The Bengals aren't good, and the Browns might be, when it's all said and done, one of the worst teams in the league.
Damn.
Yeah, man. And they have no quarterback. None. Absolutely none.
Well, so, hey, Mike, the other part of that, too, is you're sitting here just talking about the way this division looks. Pittsburgh might be making a quarterback switch at some point, and it might even be worse than what they've been watching, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. They may have to. They may have to. What do they have, like 126 yards passing yesterday or something last night?
It's pretty bad.
It's ridiculous.
We have better passing numbers than that in high school. After the 41-38 overtime win for the Baltimore Ravens over the Cincinnati Bengals, did you learn anything about either one of these teams or the division as a whole?
Well, the division is not very good. That's one thing I learned. What I did was impressive about the Ravens. At least they found a way to win. All right, which in the first two games, they couldn't find a way to win. They made some plays in the fourth period, late in the fourth period. Matty BK with the sack, Marlon Humphrey with the interception. That's a plus. But the downside, their secondary is still blowing coverages on the back end, which John Harbaugh alluded to. The pass rush was okay, but nothing spectacular. They got a long ways to go. I mean, and you don't know where the season's going to end. And it goes back to that old cliche, it's not where you start, where you finish.
Right.
They better finish stronger than where they are right now, because I'm pretty sure Kansas City's going to finish strong. And the Ravens will be there somehow, some way, but there's a lot of work to be done. And I agree with John Harbaugh.
Mike, is there something that when you look at this team that you feel like they're getting better at since week one? I mean, one of the things I could point to is seeing Justin Tucker make that field goal had to feel good for Ravens fans, but for him as well, to see it go through. And again, I was talking about it earlier today. He bent it. I'm sure everybody thought it was missing wide left once he started it, but that thing did go through.
You know, when he went out there, I thought he was going to make it. I never had any doubt. I'm like, okay, this is Tucker. All right, this is what he lives for. This is what he has done so many times in the past that I had no problems with that. I like the balance of their offense where they couldn't run successfully in the beginning of the game, but then Lamar took over the game, you know, and I want that. I want to see a diversified offense, not strictly just run the football, because that doesn't work all the time. There are going to be teams like the Raiders, you know, where you come out and their defensive line dominates you. And Cincinnati did it yesterday. They stacked their line, but it left them wide open and exposed them on the back end. They're going to see that again in the postseason, folks. They're going to see that again, because they're going to dare Lamar to beat him throwing down the field. And he did that yesterday, Sunday. Can he do it again? That's the million-dollar question in the postseason. Can he do that, and can he win against good teams, quality teams? And guys, remember, the Bengals are 1-4, all right? And then their defense wasn't very good. But that's the driving issue, and it has been for the last 6 years.
Mike, what about the number eight just on his own? Like, I don't know about you, but I just watching him, for all the criticism over the last couple of years about the can't throw the deep ball, can't do this, he's just, I think he's playing at another level now. And a game like yesterday kind of underscored it for me. And just for a lot of reasons, but particularly that, you know, that fumble, pick up, stiff arm, drops alignment to the turf, you know, waves likely to the middle of the end zone, scores a touchdown. He looks like he's just so locked in right now.
To me, Lamar's biggest problem is Lamar. I think he pushes so much because he wants to win, and he's an extremely competitive person. I think sometimes that's why he comes up short in big games and in the postseason. It's because he drives himself, and he wants to win. And the fumble, the clock is ticking down, and hike the ball, hike the ball, hike the ball. And they hike the ball late. He's looking up. That's all part of it. That's all part of him with the pressure. And you see what happens in the postseason. Like last year when they played Kansas City, they got caught up in, they scored twice. Now we got to match them. Or it's me against Mahomes. No, it isn't. Lamar, do what you do best. All right? And what you do best is you run the football first, which sets up the play-action game. But if you have to win and extend plays, that's your second biggest asset. And he didn't do that in the Kansas City game last year. So I think it's self-induced. I think it's him. And psychologically, it gets to him because he's a competitor. And we're all competitors, okay? We've all been out there. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies because we push ourselves so much. I think that's the case with Lamar, where you get to the postseason, they need to just say, hey, be you. Don't try to be anything else. Mm-hmm. Just be who you are, and you'll go.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. You can hear his report card segment on the Odyssey app. Also, go to BaltimoreSun.com to see the grades. Now, speaking of grades, you gave the offensive line a C. Now, statistically, you look at it and think, well, why would he give it a C? Then when I read it, I'm like, yeah, there were some things out there. Is this a case where Lamar – makes the offensive line look better than they actually are?
Hey, man, all you got to do is look at the touchdown pass to Likely.
Yeah.
Okay. He stiff arms the guy, all right, and he's running to his right and throws across his body back to the left. Most quarterbacks, that's a sack.
Interception.
Yes. Or the play where he throws to Bateman, where the guy's running him down a little bit, and then all of a sudden he hits that little extra gear and pulls away. That might be a sack for some other quarterbacks in the league, but that's what makes him different. That's what makes him special. Those are the things that he extends plays, okay? And he does it better than anybody in the NFL. Watch the kid from the Commanders, though. Oh, boy. He's another one that can play. And to me, it's all part of the evolution of the black quarterback in the National Football League. Remember, and you guys can remember back in the 70s and 80s, you can't win a game outside the pocket. Well, I guess you can, all right, because they're winning outside the pocket.
I just think offensive coordinators are smarter now, realizing, well, I can if I design an offense that allows them to do it. If your offense doesn't allow them to do it, they can't.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the college game took off. You know, where the college game was ahead of the pro game, where they said, no, we have the quarterbacks who can do this. We'll run those RPOs. We'll run the sprint outs. And at one point, it got a little weak there because they would just play one side of the field. It's no longer that case anymore. These quarterbacks are running all over the place. And, Rob, you've talked about it before, where it's no longer just getting pressure on the quarterback. You have to bring him down.
You have to bring him down.
And certainly, you watch that game Sunday, they could not bring Lamar Jackson down.
No, they could not. He was throwing them down, which is remarkable. Anyway, one thing I am concerned about, and it's nice that they won. I'm happy they're 3-2 to sit atop the division. However, the pass defense is still really not good. Burrow picked them apart. Everyone seems to have done this with them this season, despite the fact they're still winning because of number 8. How do you think this plays out as the season goes on? They face obviously a lot of good quarterbacks coming up.
They got to get better. I mean, you can't count on Lamar to play every game like he played against Kansas City or like he played yesterday. You know, that's superhuman stuff there. But when you start getting to the postseason, those teams are pretty good. They're hot. They hit those streaks, and you got to watch that because if your pass defense is weak, they will exploit you. They will take advantage of you, and they got to fix it. But I'm not sure they can fix it. I mean, I'm looking at Brandon Stevens. I mean, turn around. All right. Make a play. Marlon Humphrey, better on the inside than he is on the outside. The safety, Marcus Williams, where are you at? What happened to that second line of defense, the back end? I don't see him there. I don't see him making plays. Kyle Hamilton, you're great near the line of scrimmage, and you can come up and you can blitz and get your sacks. But I don't think you're covering very well in space. Those are the things that they need to work on. They had it last season with Mike McDonald. Is there a difference? I can't tell you that right now. All I know is they just look lost. And at times you can see it where they're looking at each other like, why are we still having this problem? Is it a communication issue or is it a physical issue? It's probably a combination of both.
There you go, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. See you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.